Okay, so welcome to the show. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for sharing. Thanks for subscribing and all that. So, hope you're enjoying this pod and, let everybody know about this podcast and, keep the great work and, that's that. So, I appreciate every one of you for tuning in and sharing, and subscribing. So, share this to your friends and family, whoever. So please do it, Just please. That would be great. So, it would be great. And, please do. Okay, so, it's a beautiful day out today, It's like, I don't know, it's like in the, I don't know, early 70s. I don't know, 60s, whatever. Something like that. But it's a beautiful day out today. It's actually nice, Like, we haven't, like, cold weather for days, and now we have, like, sunshine and nice temperature, and, it was nice. Nice. It was nice today. Still nice, And, it's supposed to be, sunny for days and days, And, I don't think we'll have rain anytime soon. Maybe a sprinkle there and there, but who knows? But anything can happen these days. But anything, So, I don't know. I don't know, but I don't think so, but we'll see. But I don't really expect it to rain anytime soon. And, May's next week, and, it's coming, Mother's Day is coming up and all that, and before you know it, boats are gonna be in lakes this year and all the excuse me, all that, and bunch of stuff is coming, and stuff like that, basically. So, a lot of stuff coming up, basically, Well, the draft's coming up, and that's, like, in 2 days, I think. So that's coming up and falling a little bit. Not, like, a lot, but a little bit, I don't know, it's just, it's like I watch NFL Network pretty much, I don't know, almost every day, seems like. But, I mean, I turn on when I turn on, basically, what's going on, basically, It's like I hear about trades and news and Baker Mayfield wants out of Cleveland, and I don't know why. Doesn't really make any sense, but, But who knows? And, just, it's kind of like the Aaron Rodgers situation last year. It's like the news was claiming that he wanted out of Green Bay, and turns out it wasn't. He was 50-50 thing about retiring or maybe coming back for another season, and he was kind of feeling 50-50 coming back or not, basically, and he was just, saying, he was just saying that, like, it wasn't all true. I was just, just thinking about, if I want to retire or not, basically, but the media made, like, a big deal, and he didn't really say anything until, like last August, basically, or July, I mean. So, just, it's like when I was watching this press conference last summer, and I was watching the whole thing, and honestly, that was probably the most honest press conference I ever watched. We call it honest, He was just, was honest. He answered the questions right, and he was as honest as he can be, That was the most honest press conference I ever watched by Aaron Rodgers, Seriously, Just, he was just so honest about everything, and, he just, he just says what's on his, so it's on his mind, and that's that, Like, you see Tom Brady, like you don't see Tom Brady, like, talking about other things besides football and himself and his family. Like, it's like, he seems like he's afraid to, like, it's like, I don't know, they say something about other things. Like, Aaron Rodgers, it's like, he can just say what's on his mind, you know? Like, I don't know, it's like, just, I don't know, he's just afraid. It's like, he'll talk about his family, he'll talk about his career and whatever, and but he's not gonna, he'll not talk about other things, you know? Like, he's always, polite, and, you know, it's like, he should be, like, more truthful, you know? Like, speak up, you know? I don't know, but some people like that, and, you know, but Aaron Rodgers doesn't care, you know? He'll just say what's on his mind, basically, you know? So, you know, just, you know. And then, speaking of Tom Brady, I was watching the, the Man of the Era on Hulu last night, and it was pretty good, you know. He was talking about, you know, it was time to, you know, to go to another team. It was, turned out it was the Bucks, and, you know, Gronk was in it, and his dad was in it, and it was pretty good, you know, about, like, you know, it was just, it was coming to an end, and it's a good documentary series on Hulu, and it's pretty good, you know. I haven't seen, like, every episode, but, and I'm like, so, okay, so what do you have to say about whatever, you know? I was kind of thought, like, maybe he's going to mention the retirement situation, but he didn't, but okay. It's like he decided to retire, and then 40 days later, he decided to come out of retirement. It's like, wait a minute. So I was like, if he wanted to play football, it's like, why did he retire? That makes no sense. Like, and he was saying, oh, because of my family, and then it's like, this is like, was just naive. It was just naive thinking, you know? It's like, why would he do that, you know? It's like you're the greatest player of all time. And instead of retired, and, you know, 40 days later, you just decided to retire. It's just like, just weird. Just weird. And then, I don't know, and then the month later, or whatever, Bruce Arians decides to step down. It's like, something was up between those two, and as I hear, like, oh, it's just between them and Brady, you know? Like, there's just something up about that. We don't know yet, but we probably will in the coming up weeks. I don't know. Like, I don't know why he retired and then unretired later on. It makes no sense. And then Bruce Arians decides to step down. It's like, something's up. Something's up with those two guys, you know? There's just something up, you know? Maybe they didn't get along. It seems like they didn't see eye-to-eye on everything. You know, and, I don't know. It was just something up. We don't know the truth about it. We don't, you know? I don't know. It's just weird, you know? Because I knew he was going to come back. I didn't expect, like, this early. But, you know, he did. And, but I thought he was going to, like, come back during, like, when training camp opens up and all that stuff. And I thought, like, later. But he decided to just come back, like, early. You know, during the, kind of start of the free agency time and, around there. And, said I just came back. She just not retire then, you know? I don't understand. That makes no sense. Like, that makes no sense. Like, why would he retire? Because of family? That makes no sense. It doesn't, you know? It makes no sense. I don't know. There's something off. It's like saying, oh, I'm going to retire from my business, and 40 days later, I come back. It's like, just like that. It's like, I thought you said you stopped working and wanted to live your life. Now I'm done and I was bored. It's like kind of like that. It's like, what the? That's weird. It's like there's something up, basically. It's kind of like that, basically. Like, you know, it's like you decided to retire from your business and all of a sudden you came back. It's like, it's just like, you know, it's just weird. It's like, oh, my son's on it, whatever, and you come back. It's like, what the hell? It's weird, but, you know. I mean, if you're going to retire, then stay retired. And, if you're not going to plan on retiring, then don't retire, basically. It makes no sense by his decisions. You know, I don't know. I don't think he didn't want to retire. I think just was like some guy I was asking him at like a press conference, like, it's like, something like, oh, you're going to maybe retire. It's like, he's all, I'll take one day at a time. I don't know. And then he did, and, you know, and then eventually came back. It's like, I don't know. Something was up, basically, about that. So, yeah. That's all. So, that's all we know so far. Let's see. So, I put notes on my phone there the other night, and, for next show and this show, by the way, as well. Just looking at my notes as I speak and, just looking and reading and see what I should pick for the first topic, or actually talked about the first topic I can even put on, but, you know, fine, whatever. You know, say what's on your mind, basically, of course, but, you know. I'll pick that. I'm just reading what I have on my notes on my phone, and it's just, you know, it's like, I was reading Take One Day at a Time, and, you know, it's like, I keep telling myself, like, all the time, it's like, you know, it's like, take one day at a time of each day, you know, it's like, eventually, you'll be up top of the game, you will, you know, it just takes time, you gotta work on yourself. You gotta, like, you know, just, you gotta work on yourself, you know, you gotta rebuild your life, you know, it's just, you know, you gotta rebuild, it's like rebuilding a house, basically, you know, it's like, you know, you just gotta, like, you know, rebuild yourself, you gotta refocus again on yourself, you know, you gotta focus on each day, 7 days a week, every week, and every week, and eventually you get better and better and better. You know, you just do it, you know. You gotta just focus on you, you know. You only can control what you can control. You cannot control, you know, the other person's problems or whatever. You cannot control what they can control, or, you know, whatever it is, you know. You cannot control what their problems are, or what have you. You can't. I mean, you can help out, you can inspire them, you can give them advice about something, but you cannot control their problems, you cannot control them. You can't. You only can control what you can control, and you have to just control what you can, what's around you, you know? You just can't, you know? You know, there's some problems you can fix, and there's some problems you can't, you know? You just gotta just, you know, just focus on what you can control, basically, you know? It's like, oh, I'm going to do this, I'm going to do that, I'm going to work on that, I'm going to work on that. I'm going to work on X, Y, and Z, and blah, 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 you know. And, you know, you just gotta, you know, you gotta work on yourself, and, excuse me, you gotta work on yourself, and you gotta have, like, goals in life, of course, you know. It's like, for me, you know, it's like, I was struggling in the beginning, of course, and, I have my ups and downs, of course, like everybody else, and including you and all that, and, life just takes its turns about things, you know, life just takes its turns about this, and it goes right, and it goes left, you know, like two roads, you know, you want to go this, you want to go that way, what path of life you're going to go, what turn and what it is, you know. It's just like that, you know. Just life just takes its turns. And, you know, that's how it goes. But you just have to control what you can control. You cannot control the other person's problems or what you, or whatever it is. You just cannot control them. You can help them, but you cannot control what the news says or the internet says. You know, you just can't. You can take their advice or on a motivation video, not on the news, you know, but no, fuck the news, but Just, you know, just, you gotta, you know, focus what you can control and not can control. You know, you only can control what's around you, and that's that. So, you know, tell yourself every day, you know, all right, I'm gonna work on myself, I'll take one day at a time, and eventually, I'll get better and better and better, and eventually I'll reach the top of the game. So, this is how it goes, and it just takes time, that's all. So, you know, you gotta work on yourself, and you gotta take care of yourself, you gotta do whatever you gotta do, basically, you know. You gotta do what you can do, basically, and that's just how it goes, you know. Just control what you can control, and that's that. So, you know, let's see, what else? Let's see, let's see, I'm trying to pick what topics to talk about. Spotify. Well, Spotify is pretty much the future for podcasts, and it seems like, you know, it's like, it seems like everybody's going to Spotify, and everybody's listening to podcasts on Spotify or whatever, and, you know, I think Spotify is better to listen to on, for, like, a podcast or whatever. I don't know about music, but, like, you know, just, you know, podcasts, you just listen, you have no problems. Like, every time I listen to a podcast on Spotify, I have no problem. When I listen to a podcast on Apple, I have a problem. It's kind of just, I was acting up, and it's just like, you know, it's just, Apple's just not, I don't know, Apple Podcasts is not a good app for some reason. I went to Spotify, and I was different, it was new, you never had a problem, never, you know, it's like everybody's going to Spotify, and just to listen to their podcasts, and their podcasts, or going to their Spotify, and getting a Spotify deal, like Joe Rogan, or whatever, and, you know, the podcasters are leaving the other ones, and they're going to the top one, like Spotify, basically. You know, they're the big ones, the top ones are going to Spotify, and they're getting a Spotify deal and video and audio, basically, and grow an audience, basically. You know, and just Spotify seems like it's helping the top podcasts and others, basically. You know, and I'm sure it's going to help this podcast as well. You know. And, you know, just Spotify is, some mix is like the future for podcasts, it seems like, you know. I mean, there's other podcast platforms to listen to, of course, but it seems like everybody's going to listen to podcasts on Spotify, you know. It seems like everything's on Spotify, you know. It's like almost everything, you know. The top ones, you know, every podcast, you know, you see on the charts, you know. Like, you see always Joe Rogan at the top with a guest, you know, or see this, or see that, you know. Because he's always up there, you know. It's like, I like, you know, like, every time I look on the Spotify charts, like, I always see, like, Joe Rogan, or, Bill Maher, or Dax Shepard, and, or, looking down, others. Logan Paul, you know, Conan O'Brien, and Bill Simmons, and beyond, basically, you know, and a bunch of these podcasts on the charts, and, you know, a bunch of them, basically, you know, just, you know, just a lot of them, a lot of podcasts to listen to, you know, and episodes, you know, you can just tell, you know, what the top ones, and what have you, you know, and, you know, just a lot of podcasts to listen to these days, you know. You can watch them on Spotify, you know. It's like, since Rogan kind of got into Spotify, there's just videos. It seemed like every podcast started having their own video podcast, you know. Like now, I should say, you know. Then, you know, he was kind of one of the first ones that had, like, a video podcast, and then the other podcast started having video podcasts, and that was that. And I'm like, huh, interesting, you know. You know. you know, a lot of podcasts to listen to on Spotify. I mean, I recommend Spotify to listen than Apple and the others. Spotify seems like it's just a badass to podcast to listen to. It's just I have no problems with it. There's no complaints about it, but the audio, anything of that, it's great. You know, but Spotify is kind of one of the attraction for podcasts and growing audience, it seems like, you know, in the times of the podcasting world, you know. So, you know, I was thinking about that earlier. I was like, huh, Spotify is growing with podcasts and the audience keep getting bigger with everything these days with Spotify. So, something to think about, you know, all that. So, you know. But Spotify is pretty much the future. It is likely. So I think it is. It's, you know, it's gonna get bigger with more podcasts and more Spotify deals and you name it, you know. And my podcast is on Spotify, you know. It is, you know. And you know, it's great. Spotify's great to listen to on a podcast, basically. A bunch of them, so you know. Let's see, what else did I pick to talk about? There's other things I put in as well. The future of entertainment. Well, I was thinking about this, like, the other night. It's like I was watching, I don't know, Netflix. I was just like, you know, it's like the future of entertainment, like Netflix and HBO, but except Netflix is kind of not doing well, and a lot of people are leaving Netflix due to password situation. I don't know why, I guess. I don't know. But anyways, I was thinking about, like, all the platforms and streaming services and all that. And I was thinking about, like, the other night, I was like, you know, it's like, they're growing. It's like HBO and Hulu and all these streaming platforms. Like, they're getting bigger. Like, Dish and DirecTV. They're not doing well. They're losing money. Customers are leaving, and they're going to the good entertainment ones with all the movies and shows and sports and all that stuff. And it's just like, everybody seems like they're leaving, like, Dish and DirecTV. It's like they're just losing money. They're losing customers due to all that stuff. And, you know, HBO and all those platform streams are doing well, you know. Disney, they're all doing well, you know. They got all this shit. They got all the movies, I don't know, documentaries, and you name it, basically. They have all that stuff, basically, though. And, you know, just think about it. It's like, you know, it's getting bigger. And Dish and Direct are just not doing well. They're losing customers, and, you know, they're losing customers. You know, they're not doing well as they used to be, you know. They're just not, you know. They're losing customers, and, you know, it's just nothing much on Dish, to be quite honest, you know. It's like, you go on, like, I don't know, Hulu, whatever, they got a lot of shit, basically. Movies, you name it, you know. The shit you want to see, it's there, you know. I mean, if it's there, then yeah, you know, if, you know, some things go, of course, and, you know, just depends what it is, you know. But, you know, just, you know, a lot of shit to watch these days, and a lot of docs. I don't really watch a lot of docs. There's some I'll watch occasionally, whatever, and I don't know, just maybe one day I'll start watching more. I just watch more, like, I don't know, entertaining stuff. I mean, just, you know, lately I've been watching, like, Better Call Saul, you know, I watched last night, you know. If you haven't seen it, go check it out, you know. And, you know, it's great. It's gonna get better with Better Call Saul, with season 6. And, you know, just, it was a, you know, great so far. But it's gonna get better and better, trust me. It's gonna get better and better. You know, and then I recently watched Cobra Kai, and that's pretty fucking good. And season 5, it's gonna come out, like, later in the summertime, and And that's a pretty good fucking show, you know. It's very entertaining, and it's pretty good, you know. You know, it's very entertaining, basically, from the Karate Kid movies, you know. From Johnny to Daniel, and they don't get along, and they're always enemies. They hate each other's guts. They want to kick each other's ass, and they hate each other, and they always have, you know. You know, it's just an interesting series. You know, it's interesting, you know. Interesting series and show, whatever you want to call it. So, you know, it's entertaining and all that. So, you know. You know, there's other shows I watch on there, you know. You know, there's a lot of shows I watch, you know, on other, I don't know, other streaming platforms, but, you know. Just, you know, there's a lot of stuff to watch. There really is, you know. There's a lot, you know. You know, just, you know, it's gonna get bigger and bigger. I think Dish and Direct are gonna likely go out of business. I think they're gonna go out of business soon. When? I don't know. You know, they're probably gonna go out of business eventually. If people keep leaving and more customers go to those streaming platforms to watch and, you know. And, you know, they're more entertaining, they're more whatever. There's a lot of shit up to watch on HBO and you name it, basically, you know, so, you know, what else want to get into, well, I had a thought, like, this morning. It's like, I didn't really do my notes, but, like, it's like, I had a thought this morning, but, like, I don't know, it's like, about the news. It's like, I don't know, it's like, I was thinking about this morning, like, in the shower, it's like, I don't understand why some people watch the news, like, why? I don't understand why some people watch the news, like, I understand they want to be informed and what's going on, whatever, but it's like, why are you still watching the news, like, the news is bad these days, it's just fucked up. I can't watch the news, I can't, you know? I can't watch those news channels, you know, like CNN or Fox. They're bad. They're bad news. They're bad, you know. It's like some people say, oh, this and that. I'm like, no, I don't know. I don't believe it. You know, I don't believe. They're just trying to talk their agenda and put their narrative and trying to do what they can to, you know, fear the public about this or COVID or whatever and beyond. It's just, you know, it's just bullshit. It's just such bullshit, you know. It's like I get tired of it. It's like, you know, turn off the fucking news. Seriously, you know, turn off the news. Like, that's my advice to people. It's like, just turn it off. Like, what do you say? Turn it off. If you turn it off, you'll think better. Your environment will be so much better. Everything, you know, to worry about what's going on in the world or whatever. It's just enough. You know, it's enough. It's like, I get it. You gotta be informed about what's going on in the news and blah, blah, blah. You know, this and that, basically, you know. It's just bullshit, you know. It is. It's bullshit, you know. It's just, I don't know. Just drives me crazy at times, you know. I don't understand why. I don't understand. I can't watch it. It just depresses you. It makes you get scared about things. It's just they're just there to scare you. They're just there to find ways to scare you and, you know, to fit their narrative, basically, you know. Try to do what they can, you know. It's all bullshit. It's all bad. You know, it's like, turn it off, work on a project, go on a walk, do something, go out, whatever, you know. It's like, connect with nature more than the news. You just gotta connect. Connect what's around you, and that's that. You know? It's like, go work on a project in your garage or wherever. Do this, or build a fence. Always do something. I always keep repeating myself, but it's just like, you gotta, do something, you know? You gotta work on something. It's just like, this is my project, then go work on it, you know? Put your energy on that than the fucking news, you know? Really. Put your energy on a project that you really want to do, you haven't done in a while, or always want to do whatever. Just do it. Just do it, you know? You know? Just work on a project, or get a hobby or something, you know? Do something, you know? You know, just do something, you know, like put on your earbuds or whatever during the day when you're working on a project, or if you're building a defense, whatever, and you put your podcasts on and whatever, you know. It's like, you know, like for me, I find podcasts to be very enjoyable, and I listen to podcasts religiously. You know, I do, you know, I listen to them religiously to help me to learn about things, and they have. You know, they just have, and, you know, I'm sure with everybody else, you know, who listens to podcasts about topics like about, I don't know, life, motivation, sports, movies, you name it, relationships, you know, whatever, you know, just stuff, basically, you know, you can think about and talk about, you want to learn, then go listen to those podcasts, you know, they'll help you learn, and they'll help you become a better person, you know. You know. Just, you know. It's like, just, I don't know. It's just, I listen to them religiously, you know. It's kind of like saying, well, I watched TMZ religiously, you know. It's kind of like saying that, but, you know. Just, you know. I just listen religiously. I love them, and you know. I would listen to podcasts over TV anytime, you know. It's like TV just depresses me. It's just like, you know, it's like if I'm bored or if it's nighttime and if I listen to all my podcasts, whatever, all right, turn on TV, turn on something. And that's that, basically, you know. Turn on Seinfeld or whatever, that's that, you know. Watch something goofy or something, so something to keep your mind, I don't know. You know, your laughter world, you know, and all that, so, it's like, just funny and whatever, you know, so, or the Love Boat, or the Brady Bunch, or whatever. I haven't seen the Brady Bunch in years, you know. I've seen, some episodes of Love Boat, you know. I mean, they're good, you know. I mean, they're good episodes. Like, they're entertaining. Like, they're like old episodes from, like, from the, I don't know, 60s. You know? I don't know. I just watch old shows and just, I don't know. It's like an old school thing. I don't know. Just see what was, you know, like back then and just now, you know, versus this and that about TV shows and how they were back then. You know, it's like back then, nobody had iPhones or a watch. Or Apple Watch on their wrist, you know. You know, just, you know, if you want to talk to somebody, you gotta go call, you know, by the wall and whatever, you know. Now everybody has an iPhone, you know, and all that, you know. And, you know, you watch these films like The Pilot Zone, it's like, it was just all different back then, you know. You know, the phones were hooked up to the wall and, you know. It's something else, basically, you know. To see what it's like, you know, it was like younger. Oh, I want to see what this, you know. Like, you know, things are just different back then, you know. I mean, now it's like all, you know, digital and whatnot, basically. So, you know. You know, just, something else about it, you know. I don't know. Just, you know, whatever it is about it, I guess. Like, and I, like, had, a, like, a, another thought, like, this morning as well, like, about something else, like, I had a thought about, like, it's, like, It's like, you know, it's like I listen to these podcasts and they're like my mentors, you know, like they're like my mentors about life. Like they're, because I look at these people like my mentors, like, I don't know, like Adam Carolla is like my mentor. I look at him as a mentor, you know, like that guy is like my mentor, you know, and others, like not just him, but, you know, he's one of my mentors about life. And, you know, you got to listen, you know, you got to listen to people who are older and wiser than. Yeah. And, you know, I listen to these podcasts, and you gotta listen to them, and, you know, you gotta listen, you know. Like, you know, just, they're just like my mentors, so you gotta listen, you know. You know, people like, I don't know, Dr. Phil, I listen to his podcast, and he's just, he's like my mentor, you know. I listen to his, like, I don't know, series about life steps, and it's just, you know, mentor steps, and he has, like, good interviews and all that, whatever. And same with, you know, Joe Rogan as well, and, you know, others as well, and, you know, you gotta, like, you know, you gotta listen, you know. You know, just, you know, just basically, it's just stuff like that, you know. People, you know, are wiser, and you gotta listen to them, you know, stuff like that, basically, you know. And, you know, you gotta listen to people around you. You gotta listen to your mentors, you know. You know, you got to, you know. Like, you should. You know, it's like, you wanna be smarter, you gotta ask questions about life or whatever. About this, you know. What was it like? Or this and that. What should I do? Whatever. You know, you gotta listen. Because you gotta, like, listen to your mentor and listen to what they say about X, Y, and Z, basically. You gotta listen. You know? And, you know, you gotta ask questions, and I still ask questions about things, you know. You know, there's a lot of things I know, there's a lot of things I don't, you know. It's part of life, it's part of being a human being, you know. Do I think I'm a wise 19-year-old? Yeah, you know, I think, for my age, yeah, I think I'm a, you know, I listen a lot, and I listen with both ears, and I'm a very good listener, you know. And, you know, I think I'm a wise person for my age, but I got a long ways to go as well, you know. You gotta learn from mistakes and go from there, you know. You gotta get wiser and beyond, so, you know. This, stuff like that, you know. What else? Recorded for, I don't know, 38 minutes and 10 seconds as I speak. So, it's been a fun podcast today, you know. There's some shows I like better than others, of course, you know. I mean, not every podcast show is gonna be, like, fantastic, but, you know, you gotta make the best out of it. You know, I try to make the best out of it as I can, you know. You know, I try, and I do, you know. We have a podcast, you know, not every podcast show is going to be good, you know. Because I always, like, hoping, oh, this podcast episode, I hope this is a good one today, I hope. And this and that, and sometimes it is and sometimes it's not, but most episodes are good with podcasts and some are not. And I don't know, it's like, there's one podcast I listened to, like, I thought to myself, it's like, is that podcast gone through purity or something? I just, like, this podcast has been sucking me. Like every podcast has been going through purity or something. I don't know. It was just a thought. Just a thought. Just popped in my brain. Like, why is this podcast sucking? I don't understand why. It's like every podcast show doesn't need to be sucking. It's like, what is it, going through purity or something? I don't know. Maybe it is. I don't know. I'm just guessing. Top of my brain. You know, I guess, I don't know, something, I guess, I don't know, what else, what else I want to say, I think that'll do it for today, and I think I think that's it, you know, and hope you enjoyed today's pod, and, you know, hope you enjoyed it. So, all right, so that'll do it, and, you know, hope you enjoyed today's pod, and until next time, my name is Matt Renones, and I'll talk to you next show. Take care.